I'm Terry Taylor, and this is the Interior Design Business Academy podcast. As an interior designer, you may be thinking, I love what I do, but I am so overworked and underpaid. Let me tell you, I've been there too. I spent many years learning from my own mistakes and developing proven strategies and systems to make interior design a profitable career while keeping it fun and creative. So now, I'm here to help you get paid what you're worth. If you're ready for some straight talk about how design business really works, and you're ready to break through old belief systems that are holding you back and shift into beliefs that support your goals and bring lasting success, you are in the right place. First, let me admit that I am a recovering perfectionist and a Virgo, which in perfectionist land is a double whammy. Okay, so I speak about this stuff with experience, from personal experience. Now, perfectionism is a trait that helped me become a really good designer. All right? It's something that allowed me or pushed me into always going for the very best decision. You know, how to get it clean enough to make the really elegant decision, the thing that would be really, really right, and take those rooms so that it could be crisper and cleaner and never have more than they needed, have it just the way it was supposed to be. All right? That's important. I agree. It's really important. Okay? And it's really that kind of perfectionism is necessary to be a good interior designer, because you need some of that, because that really is useful. However, there's a catch, right? There's a catch. This perfectionism is a double-edged sword. It has a shadow side, a pretty big shadow side. Brené Brown, who has lots and lots of wisdom about this, says perfectionism is not the same thing as struggling for excellence, and it's not about healthy achievement and growth. Perfectionism is a defensive move. Oh, all right. So what are we defending? Well, let's check it out. Where does this perfection stuff show up in the ways that we really don't want it to? Okay. And there's quite a bit of it. So I'd like to share some of this. This is coming out of a discussion we had last week. We were doing a mindset workshop here at IDBA, and we do a lot of work in mindset because, you know, how you feel about things and how you think about things is really the precursor to your success. I mean, you got to have your head in the right place. Otherwise, no amount of tools and checklists and scripts and the things that I help to build your business is going to do any good at all. There's really some basic things that we have to get under our belts, and it usually has to do with creating more awareness around who we are and what we're actually doing. So perfectionism often doesn't help you get things done, okay? It tends to get in your way, and because you don't ever get things finished because it's not perfect yet, okay? And it causes often in design jobs, going over and over something that you've already laid out, you've got the whole job done, it's already even ordered, and you're back in it again going, oh no, that's not right. What if I change this, change that? But, you know, that kind of perfectionism isn't moving you forward. And as a graduate of a lot of art classes, we know that when you're creating something like that, you can really muck it up. There's a point at which it needs to stop. And the flow that you use in your creativity is where the genius is in what you do. And when the perfectionism gets in it and starts picking apart or second guessing things or just taking things apart, it turns into muck. All right. And, you know, I think the art class part is the great example of that because it happens fast. We, you know, when you're trying to create something, say you're trying to do something with watercolors and you keep adding and changing, it just turns into a big gray blob of yuck, right? All right. So we don't see that as fast in our interiors, but it actually is what's happening. Is that a good, clean design created when you were in the flow and at the height of your creativity is getting mucked up by the perfectionism going, that's not good enough, or I need to fix that, or, you know, and just making it a mess, okay? The other part of that I want to point out is nobody's going to pay you for all that extra time you put into it. You keep going back and doing it over and doing it over. It you don't get paid. Okay. That's why if you're working 60 hours a week and making $40,000 a year, that's why that's a big one right there. is that you're doing all this stuff because of your own insecurity, trying to be perfect, trying to get all this stuff, but spending way too much time on this job to the point where none of that time could be paid. Because you've heard me talk about, there's a ratio of how much time you can charge versus what somebody's spending, all right? It's got to stay in balance, which means that you need to work quickly and decisively and then stop. Leave it alone. Let it be, because it's already right. Don't muck it up, okay? Another place that it shows up is not being able to complete a project like a website or hiring a team member or getting a newsletter out, or it shows up in all of these business building aspects that you know you need to do. You know it's incredibly important to get it done, yet we're always looking at the website seems to be the hardest one, right? So we get a piece of it done and going, well, no, I don't like that. It doesn't look like me. Or spending hours and hours yourself redesigning a logo, or having somebody redesign a logo when the logo is not, you know, is not what it's about, right? It's this little detail. And quite frankly, things change so fast. In 6 months, you're going to change it anyway, all right? So you got to need to know that you can't get so stuck in trying to make it perfect that you don't get it done, that you can't move. Okay. And it happens all the time. And the idea of being able to let it go is incredibly important. It shows up in trying to hire someone and then not doing it because I'm afraid I'll hire the wrong person. Or you say to me, oh, I always have to hire the wrong person. I don't have good intuition about who to hire. Well, you know what? We have a lot of tools here to help you do that. And the reality is you're going to have some great hires and you're going to have some that are duds. And all right, it's not a reflection on you. And being perfect keeps you from getting it done, okay? Which is a really bad thing, okay? It's really, really in your way and it's not moving you forward at all, okay? Sometimes you show up as being the bottleneck in your business. Where if you do have a team and they're trying to get things done, it can't get done because you have to review and tweak and touch and fiddle with every little thing that goes on, and therefore you never get done. You know, the projects don't get done because you're in there going, oh, I need to take a look at that, and then you don't have time, and then it sits on your desk and you forget about it, and then it doesn't get done. And if you're in our coaching group, we're going to hold you accountable. I'm going to go, wait, what happened to that? And it just got stuck in the perfectionism, all right? So you can see how this stuff that makes you really good on one side creates a total mess on the other, okay? So developing awareness of your perfectionism is really important. And understanding where it's useful and where it's not is really important, okay? Creating bottlenecks in your business is something that I struggle with all the time. I have a good team. I have quite a lot of team. But very often I get into things and think that I need to do it or I need to do something when they're perfectly capable. Okay? When you get into that spot where you're always trying to control everything, right? This is a bit of control-itis too, right? Where you got to have your fingers on everything that comes out, no matter how small, needs to be done just your way. It slows you down or makes things from not happen. And the biggest piece is that it prevents you from ever finding out what your team is capable of. Because very often when you have an admin team behind you, that the stuff they're doing in admin is probably better than what you do. Okay. You've got to realize that everybody has their bright spots, their brilliance. And when you're hiring for team, you're looking for people who are brilliant at all this admin stuff. Okay. You're the designer. You keep that, right? That's your brilliant spot. But the rest of this stuff could be done by somebody else, and likely it would be done better than the way you do it. Okay. But if you're so perfectionistic that you have to hold on to everything and fix everything and touch everything, you'll never know it. You'll never get to that point where they can help you and give you the kind of freedom that you're actually looking for, and the kind of smooth running business where the team takes care of your clients, not just one person. And then people are really, really well taken care of when that happens. Okay. It also shows up in undoing things that are actually right. Now, this is something I struggled with when I was a young designer, very newer in the business, in completing a project and having a client standing there going, ooh, and ah, and wonderful. It's great. I love this room. It's so great. I'm so happy. You know, I listened to what you said and that sort of thing. And I'm looking over at something else that wasn't done properly. I know that that's not the way I do that. Okay. And there was a point where my perfectionistic traits were so in front of me that I would disrupt this client's happiness with, you know, that's not right. I'm going to change that. I'm going to do it. And I disrupted their lives. I disrupted my life. It turned into some very, very expensive lessons. I used to call those checkbook learning, you know, when I had to write the check for everything that went wrong there. And the reality is that if that client's really happy with what's there, you need to let it go. You need to let it go. And by next time, you're going to be all over those guys on that sort of thing. But ripping up something that works perfectly well because you think it's not quite perfect in your stance and your client thinks it's perfect in their world, all you're doing is making a mess of their life and taking away something that was really good and they were really happy about. And now they're not happy anymore. All right. And then when they get unhappy, then they start driving you with the unhappiness and it turns into a big ball of blah. Right. So, you know, this is all stuff that you just really need to be aware of and take a look at and not let this perfectionism, which granted needs to be there, but can get way out of control and really get in your own way. Okay. So watch out for the undoing things that are actually quite good and, you know, next time make the change. It doesn't make it wrong if it's not perfect in your eyes because perfection is not really attainable. And the goal is a clappy client in a beautiful room that's functional and works for them. And if you're there, you're there. So stop it. Okay. Stop it. Take it from a recovering perfectionist, right? And why am I recovering? Well, I've done a lot of work on it. Okay. I've done a lot of work at looking at that and figuring out what's driving that and pulling those pieces out and changing the way I think about it and being aware that when I get in that space, that it's not particularly a good thing. It's not a positive and it's not helping people. It's not helping me. It's just making a mess. Right. So, you know, this kind of mindset work we do in IDBA all the time. Because I know that, you know, shifting the way you think about things is so important to being successful. Because once you get some of this stuff under control and become aware of what's going on and shift your story a bit about things, then the technical part, the how-to, the contracts and the checklists and the sequences and the system sort of thing are actually really easy. I mean, they just fall into place like click, 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 and boom, there it is. So, you know, this mindset piece is really, really what gets in our way so much, right? So just to recap that, don't let perfectionism cause you to be in your own way, okay? Start thinking about it. Create some awareness around that. And when you do it, stop and think about it and say, is this really what I should be doing? Or have I run amok again into my has to be perfect and can't ever be that way, okay? Number two, don't let perfectionism get in the way of your creativity, okay? That's a whopper big one, okay? Your creativity is your magic, it's your genius, it's what you sell, it's why people hire you, okay? And creativity is about getting in a flow and letting it come out of you and believing in yourself. And when you nitpick and take things apart and go back over them 12 times, you're not believing yourself and you're making a mess. You're ruining what was really good for that client. Okay? So start paying attention to that. Start paying attention to when you're being too hard on yourself and getting in the way of that flow of creativity, because that's a flow state and you don't want any blocks in that. You want to be able to just access that and use it because that's your genius part right there. Number three, be good with taking imperfect action, okay? Now, the genius is in the action, okay? Even if it's not right, doing it, getting it moving forward is far more powerful, far more useful, and far more beneficial to you than holding on to it and tweaking it over and over and over again and not going anywhere, okay? The reality is if you let it out there, be it a website, a design, whatever it is, you know, the world changes so quickly. that, you know, in 6 months, you may be in another place and go a totally different direction. So stop worrying about trying to get everything absolutely right and just do it. Be okay with good enough. Okay. This is good enough to go out. I'd say probably at the 80% mark. Okay. Especially when we're talking about non-design stuff. We're talking about administrative stuff. We're talking about websites. We're talking about marketing. We're talking about all of those things that need to get done. This is a place where you really want to be okay with 80% and, you know, that's fine. Get it out there because it's going to change so fast. You're going to do something different very shortly. Anyway, the benefit and the genius is actually in the doing of it. Okay. So that's, remember, imperfect action. Very, very important. Number four, try not to be the bottleneck in your business. If your staff's trying to get something done, let them. Okay. Let them. Close your mouth, back up and let it happen and then look and see what happens. Because quite frankly, it could be way better than what you would have done with it. Okay. But if you keep being the bottleneck and you keep keeping stuff stuck so it can't happen without your approval and touch and that sort of thing, then you're not moving forward. You're not getting to where you want to go. So look out for the bottleneck part. Okay. And number five, try to temper the perfectionism. Okay. Pay attention to what you're doing so that you don't make the people around you crazy. And I know you know what I'm talking about, okay? The not good enough perfectionistic stuff in socially and in a relationship is really, really difficult. And I know it's natural to you, but pay attention to it and realize that, you know, you can make people nuts, right? So, you know, keep it for where it's useful, right? Instead of all spilling all over the places where it's not. And I'll close this with one last bit of Brené Brown wisdom. Okay. She writes some amazing books. You can check her out sometimes because she's got a lot of good stuff to say. She says, perfectionism is a 20-ton shield that we lug around thinking it'll protect us, when in fact, it is the thing that's preventing us from flight. And with that, I will say, design something beautiful and get paid what you're worth. Bye-bye. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Interior Design Business Podcast. If you love what you're hearing each week, let me know by leaving a rating and a review. And don't forget to follow the show so you don't miss out on clear, proven, repeatable, step-by-step recipes for attracting ideal luxury clients I share in each episode. As always, you can head over to interiordesignbusinessacademy.com to check out the links and resources from this episode. Till next week, design something beautiful and get paid what you're worth.